FunFactory.com has partnered with Locker Room Talk and Shots. So when you use my special code SELS20, you get 20% off your Fun Factory purchase. Just head to us.funfactory.com and use my code SELS20 at checkout for 20% off sex toys, lube, massage oils, and more. Cheers.
Do the sex.
Welcome to Masturbation Monday with me, Annette Benedetti, your host for Locker Room Talk and Chats. This is your invitation to join me for coffee in bed and a candid conversation about the masturbation practice I am developing to support my mental, physical, and emotional health and help manifest my dreams. Masturbation Monday is a guide to self-pleasure, better sex, and using the power of the pussy to open new doors to a better life. Ring loop. Today's Masturbation Monday topic is how to get me wet, libido boosters for women that actually work. Look, guys, no one likes to feel pressured into sex when they aren't in the mood. So why would it be any different when it comes to my own masturbation practice? My sensual energy and maintaining my sexual health and interest is super important to me, as you guys all know, as is maintaining a healthy relationship with myself. And I've been thinking lately, people really invest in maintaining their libido, sexual interest, sexual health, all the time as part of their relationship maintenance when they have a partner. Relationship maintenance with others always involves some piece that has to do with maintaining, you know, the sexual chemistry, having sex regularly, making sure you're having good sex. People always talk about how important intimacy with their partners is and how the lack of intimacy hurts their relationships. I mean, how many divorces have you heard were caused by, well, she didn't want to have sex with me anymore, or we just never had sex, or I don't want to have sex with them anymore. I personally look at relationship maintenance with myself in the same way. When I go a long stretch without being in the mood or having any interest in masturbating, touching myself, or having an orgasm, it's a pretty loud indicator that my relationship with myself is struggling or in trouble, or that something is wrong that I need to look into. If I don't feel that special tingle enough to want to touch myself at least a couple times every week, it's a red flag, folks. So in today's Masturbation Monday topic, we are going to talk about the reasons my libido tends to crash and some of the fixes I found that work consistently. Right? So I'm going to be sharing libido boosters, tips, and tricks. These all primarily apply to women and people with vulva, but I feel like a good 75% are relatable for men and people with penises as well. And the bottom line, the coolest part about this is that while they work in your own masturbation practice, they are easily transferable over to applying to when you are with somebody else. And I just want to say, one of the things that really frustrated me in my own research to find libido boosters that would work for me, ways to maintain my sexual energy, my sensuality, especially, you know, as I age, all of the responses, all of the articles, all of the research that I found always included like partner therapy, as though this only existed within a relationship with someone else. And I cannot express how much I believe it's important that you have a strong sexual relationship with yourself, especially if you want to go into a relationship and have a strong sexual relationship. So grab your cup of joe and let's get ready to talk about how to get me wet, libido boosters for women that really work. And I am, again, going to be speaking from a place of experience. Cheers. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our libido boosting sponsor, Promescent. Spice things up in the bedroom with their delay spray. It has changed the game for over 500,000 men worldwide. It's like a secret weapon for lasting longer, but Promescent offers so much more. It is your one-stop shop for all things sexual wellness, backed by a ton of medical experts. And they're all about privacy, discreet packaging, free shipping in the US for orders over $20, and a no-risk 60-day money-back guarantee. Best of all, when you visit promescent.com/lockerroomtalk, that's promescent.com/lockerroomtalk, you save 15% off your first order at checkout. That's promescent.com/lockerroomtalk for 15% off. Okay, guys, let's talk about barriers to libido. Like, when my libido crashes, when I'm not in the mood, when I tell myself in the morning, ugh, I'm not going to do it right now, I'll get to it later on today, or even later on in the day, sometimes I'll get a little tingle and I just can't get myself to bang one out. It's when I stop and I'm like, I've got to check in with myself. Like, what the fuck is going on? And some of you may be like, well, why bother? I mean, like, you don't have to masturbate. This isn't something you have to do. If you've been with me for any time at all, you know I believe 100% that experiencing pleasure, preferably on a daily basis, but at least several times throughout the week, having an orgasm included, not you don't have to have an orgasm to get the full benefits, but it definitely, it's like it, the pleasure itself and the orgasm, it's like a super dose of super important vitamins, chemicals that help you maintain your physical, mental, and emotional health, your mental health. It's key. Not only that, I've mentioned in the past, internal stimulation, G-spot stimulation, actually having internal masturbation practice helps you maintain your vaginal health and avoid things like vaginal atrophy and just the deterioration of the vagina, which can be very, very painful if not dealt with. So I go over this every time. I'm not going to dive into it. So that's why when I am not in the mood for an extended period of time, I'm like, I need to stop. I need to figure out why, and I need to fix it, right? So figuring out the reason behind it is not always an easy process, because what it really means is doing some self-discovery, checking in with myself from the, and I start from the outside in, right? So I start with like one of the very first libido killers is physical distress. Am I sick? Am I in pain? Have I had an injury that isn't healing? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I have old injuries that pop up and bother me. Maybe when I work out, sometimes I'm sore and I find that my body's just throbbing and not feeling good. All of those things make the idea of having sex with myself and masturbating just like it becomes less of a priority. Am I sick? You know, am I ignoring a low-level cold or is something coming on? And then, of course, let's not forget hormonal balances for women especially, but also men. Your hormones will change. That's why you may have a more difficult time getting hard and maintaining your erection or having interest. Those are all things like you've got to check first, because those are things that you need to deal with, whether you need to talk to a doctor or you need to do some physical therapy or you need to look at, you know, dealing with your hormonal imbalances. Those are some of the first things I start with, starting with the outside. Then I dive in, and this is where things can get really hard for me to pinpoint. Emotional and mental health distress is actually one of the top causes of libido loss. Grief, anxiety, work stress, home stress, loss. When your emotional state is suffering, your sex drive will suffer, and it will make even trying to have sex with yourself incredibly difficult. This is most often where my shit shows up. And then it's like, you've got to do the deep dive into where is this anxiety at, this grief at, this stress at, and how do I find relief, right? So I can have the space to really love on myself. Because when you are caught up in grief, depression, anxiety, loss, work stress, home stress, usually what also comes along with that is not only not loving on yourself, but being hard on yourself, you know? Yelling at yourself a little, like, why am I being so stupid? Why am I so sad over this thing that happened? Why am I so stressed out? Why can't I just be like anybody else? So you're not loving on yourself anymore. Then there's medications and alcohol, guys. Alcohol is something that I have definitely had to hold myself accountable for. Alcohol is a sneaky motherfucker, man. Like, yeah, sometimes you go out and they call it liquid courage. Like, go out to the bars, you go out dancing, you have some liquid courage and you feel a little sexier. You move a little more on the dance floor. But it really, behind the scenes, it's doing a lot of damage and it can really affect your libido. So those are things that you've got to look into. And if it's medications, you got to talk to your doctor. If it's alcohol, you need to talk to yourself. That's sort of the process. Go in, pick apart, figure out what the barrier is, and then put a plan together. So once you know what's keeping you from wanting to get it on, with keeping you from feeling sexy and sexual, and why are these things important? We've talked about it again and again. A woman's sexual energy is a power source. It's a confidence source. It's a happiness source. It is vital to all of the other energies that we have. And when it goes dark, so do so many other of the areas of our life, right? Sensual energy and sexual energy isn't about solely attracting somebody else. I mean, in a way, it's just a perk. It's a perk if you are attracting the right people. Otherwise, it might be a little bit of an Achilles, right? So what do I do when my libido is just in the gutter? And trust me, guys, in the last couple of months, I've really, really had some ups and downs in this area. Fuck it. In the last year and a half, I've had some, let's be honest, I've had some ups and downs in this area. So let me walk you through things that are working for me and work consistently without question. And these are all easy things to implement in your own life quickly and effectively. So let's just start with my relationship with myself. I've checked in on my relationship with myself and it's not going so well, clearly. I have a low libido. So I asked myself, I'm not feeling good about myself. I'm feeling depressed. I'm not feeling confident. And I asked myself, am I doing special things for myself? Things that make me feel sexy, things that tell me I love you. Annette, I love you. These are things I would do for a lover. These are things I would do for someone I was in love with. Am I doing them for myself? Examples. If I'm with someone and I know they're feeling down, you know, I do things like try to take them out for a nice meal or a little getaway. If there's something they really like, a food or a treat or an activity that they don't typically do, but they love to do, I take them to do it. Things for myself that I know light me up and make me feel pampered by myself. Something I did at my lowest moment when I just really had lost my groove. I went out and I completely resupplied my closet. I went through all of my clothes and I said, do I feel good in these? And anyone that was like, kind of, I threw it out. And I went out and I replaced the things that really weren't helping me feel good with things that I felt sexy and I felt confident in. Get a massage, go get a facial, get your nails. Some people like their nails done. That's not my thing, but I know I have girlfriends out there who they're getting their nails done, toenails painted. Like, that's a big thing for them. There are definitely beauty treatments I like to have that just make me feel good. But I also take myself out for really yummy, healthy food or order in. I love a good meal by myself. Things like that. Treat yourself like you would a lover. Be your own lover, period, right? Your best lover, in fact. So then digging into the health part of it. Look, there is no question that throughout your life, one of most difficult things to overcome that consistently affects your libido is going to be your health. And not just, oh, you're sick, but I'm talking about hormonal health. I'm talking about energetic health. As we age, those things fluctuate greatly. So I want to talk about getting your hormones checked. You can scroll back through the episodes. There is an episode where I actually talk to a doctor about treatments for vulva owners specifically that will help increase their libido. You definitely need to see a doctor to talk about hormonal regulation. I currently take estrogen. Not only that, as a woman who's in perimenopause, I have added soy products into my diet and seen a massive difference because soy has an estrogen imitating property to it. And I've had great luck with that. But additionally, for my health, supplements are a no-brainer. But the question is, I mean, there are a lot of libido-boosting supplements out there. So which one is right for you? Now, I have tried many, and I have found one that I absolutely love. I've written a full review on it. You definitely can check it out. You can go to the link that's in my bio or the notes, the show notes in this recording and find links to it. It's called Revitaflux by Promescent. And when I first heard about it, I am just a huge skeptic when it comes to supplements. And I went down every one of the ingredients. Revitaflux is a blend of these three things, and I'm going to do my best to pronounce them correctly. L-arginine, L-citrulline, and L-carnitine tartrate. Okay, I butchered that, but whatever. You get the point. And they are meticulously chosen trio of amino acids. And essentially, they work together to be a vasodilator, which means they stimulate healthy blood flow to all areas of your body, but specifically the genital area. Now, as we know in ED meds, that's kind of what the key is it's getting a cock hard by getting the blood flow there, right? Well, it is the same for women, except it's our clit, it's our pussy, our vulva also needs that blood flow. Now, I went and I looked up every one of those ingredients. We'll be right back. My code SELS20 is your key to kicking off the sexiest new year ever had when you use it at funfactory.com. Enjoy 20% off Fun Factory's luxury products, including vibrators, cock rings, lube, and more when you use my code SELS20. Check out the Vim vibrating wand. Yes, the one featured on this podcast thumbnail. Grab the nose vibrating cock ring and experience more simultaneous orgasms in 2024. And don't forget to check out their rabbit style vibes. I'm talking about the Lady Bi for toe curling blended O's all year long. Just fill your cart and use code SELS20 at checkout and enjoy 20% off when you shop funfactory.com. Cheers. Separately, I looked into the research behind them, and all of the research shows that they each work to increase people's libido separately. And there's a lot of research and study around them. Now, fine, I did my research. I knew what I was getting into, but I actually started taking it about 3.5 months ago with very little optimism because, you know, supplements are supplements. And what I can tell you is this, it only took a matter of days, maybe about a week before, what I really noticed was increased energy, period. I just had more energy. And then within maybe a week to 2 weeks, I was just in the mood a lot. And what sparked the moment of me going, oh, hey, I wonder if it's working, as I started, like, my workday was getting interrupted several times. So I'd go and I'd knock one out and then I'd come back and like an hour later, I'd be in the mood again. So that was really exciting. But then I really looked into Revitaflux by Promescent. And what's really cool about this supplement is it comes with a whole bunch of other really cool side effects, including increasing your overall physical health. I somehow have an issue with high cholesterol, and it helps with high cholesterol. It helps with heart health, overall energy health. There's a whole list of benefits to taking this supplement, and I'm not going to go over it here because I want to get to the rest of my libido boosters. Again, you can go and you can read my article on it. It's pretty awesome, and it's worth trying out. And not only trying out, but integrating into your daily health routine. I am never going to stop taking it. But I think finding some sort of health supplement that increases your energy, increases blood flow, that's super important. You can also do that through my next libido booster, which is movement. You can call it exercise if you want, but I'm going to call it movement. And here's why. Yes, I can go and work out. And as I work out and get in better health, it's going to increase my sex drive for sure. I mean, that's scientifically proven. But if we're talking about wanting to get in the mood tonight, to feel sexy tonight, I really suggest finding a movement that makes you feel sexy. I have done this. I have started dance. I think I've mentioned that here before. I have over on TikTok. I've been taking hip hop dance classes and sensual movement dance classes, and I really get in my body. Not only do I get sweaty, I feel sexy, and it increases the blood flow to all of the places I need it to go. And let me tell you, after dancing and going to class, or even just dancing here in my house when I'm not going to class, I feel hot as fuck. I went out dancing last night, guys. It was so fun. It took me a while to get in the groove, but then I did. And then I got to like dance kind of sexy with this beautiful Latin person. And they really knew how to move. And you know what? I did too, because I've been going to these classes and I felt sexy as fuck. Yes, I did masturbate. So movement, find a movement, get in your body and move in ways that make you feel sexy. Next, sensual touch that isn't focused on your vagina. This again can go straight to being used with partners. Like, I love to have my back and my arms and my leg and my stomach tickled. Like, I know, you know, like the soft fingertip movements across my skin. Doing that for myself lights up my body. Gets me in the mood. Even if it doesn't lead to sex with myself, it's still pleasure. I'm experiencing pleasure. And it makes the idea of touching myself down there more enticing. Next, warming gels. I don't know. I'm sure you guys have all seen them and you probably only use them during sex. This is the key. Use a warming gel prior to sex, or even if you aren't going to have sex. Promescent also has a hot warming gel for women specifically, for vulva owners specifically, and I love it. And it only takes a couple drops. I put it down there, rub it around, I let it soak in, and then I just enjoy the warming sensations and letting, you know, I'll go back and sit down and work and just let that area of my body heat up. Inevitably, I find myself in the mood. My mind is focused on that area of my body. My mind is focused on the sensations. I'm pretty sure the blood rushes down there to do something. But that's another great way, without pressure, you can rev your body up. Another approach, if you would, are panty vibes. I got to try out a panty vibe. And yes, I will make sure you get that information. Go and sign up for my e-newsletter. I've got links everywhere for it in the show notes. In my profile, I will send you these products so that you can get them if you want to, or at least know what kind of product to look for. You know, they clip to your panties, you put them in, they don't really like, they're not invasive, but you can turn it up nice and low, go sit and watch a movie, and it will get you going and get you in the mood. It's a great way to turn yourself on without pressure. This is kind of one of my really, I've got two more suggestions that work for me. One that's more quote invasive and takes a little bit more is a clip pump. Now, a clip pump, an actual clip pump, is different than your pleasure tech toys, you know, with the clit suckers, but they are very similar and they would be another level of this. But clit pumps actually are bigger and envelop your whole vulva and then create suction and they draw blood into that area. Okay. And so if you're really like, I'm not feeling it, but I want to get in the mood and I want to feel in the mood, you can use a clit pump and get the blood down there and then just enjoy feeling your body warm up and then choose to pleasure yourself to orgasm or not. Now I prefer just to use the pleasure tech. And if I'm really not in the mood, but I want to get in the mood, I just stick a little like a clit sucker on me and I pretty much within 2 seconds, I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. I love them. And I will definitely make sure you have a list of clit pumps and pleasure air tech toys to refer to. Finally, watch sexy shows, read sexy literature, listen to sexy music. When you surround yourself in things that are sensual and sexy, and it doesn't mean overtly sex, but things that feel sexy, smell sexy, taste sexy. When you're watching things that are sexy, when the music that you listen to is just passionate and sensual, you are inevitably going to bring that into your body and feel it there. So surround yourself in that environment. Create the environment for sexual power, sexual interest, libido boosting experience. Create an environment that reflects externally what you want to feel internally. Now, again, the best part of all of these things I've just suggested to you is you can use them in your relationship. So if you have any questions, email me at Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, at sheexploreslife.com. If you have suggestions, things I didn't mention that work for you, let's have a conversation. Let's build this list. And remember, this is about you with yourself. Yes, there's things you can use with other people, but these are things that need to be things you can and want to do on your own. Let's build this list together based on real world experience with real people who want to maintain and create sexual, sensual energy that lasts throughout their life. So let me know your thoughts. And until next time, I'll see you in the locker room. Cheers. Ring loop. Bring sexy back in 2024 with hot lingerie, sensual body products, and adventurous sex toys from lovehoney.com, all at a 15% discount with code EXPLORES15. Embrace your inner bombshell with their gorgeous bra and panty sets, baby dolls, and corsets. Then explore your desires with their line of toys that range from Vanilla Is My Flavor to Tie Me Up and Call Me Good Girl Daddy. And don't forget to treat yourself to a massage candle or a sensual body oil, all for 15% off with code EXPLORES15 when you shop lovehoney.com. That's right, 15% off on lingerie, sex toys, and more when you shop lovehoney.com and use code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.